Here's another election story, another country's election. Russians go to the polls on Sunday, and the Kremlin says these elections will be the fairest in Russian history. Sounds impressive, but is it real? From Moscow, Charles Maines takes a look.
It's hard not to marvel at the efficiency of the Russian Duma. While Republicans and Democrats in Congress are mired in gridlock, Russian lawmakers have turned passing legislation into a near art form. This last session alone, the Duma and the Senate cranked out over 1,000 laws. And despite the presence of three blocs in opposition to President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party, most passed near unanimously. Welcome to what the Kremlin calls managed democracy. The last time Russia held parliamentary elections back in 2011, opposition parties were banned from participating, and the results were marred by fraud. Tens of thousands went into the streets in protest. Political analyst Nikolai Petrov says the Kremlin has learned its lesson from that experience.
It looked like there was no need in competitive elections, there was no need in public politics, and so on. Now it's changing. The Kremlin is not eager to practice large-scale fraud. It's eager to avoid any scandals, to avoid any threat of mass protests.
Мы должны наладить хорошие отношения с Евросоюзом для того, чтобы мы могли
продавать, а мы не будем развивать.
So with elections looming again this Sunday, the Kremlin insists this time is different. There have been raucous televised debates. There are now more parties, a few even led by some, though not all, of the opposition leaders who rallied against the Kremlin in 2011.
Ну, вы знаете, что в этот раз власть выбрала такой способ больше имитации.
That includes Mikhail Kasyanov, a former prime minister under Putin. He now leads the Liberal Parnas Party. But Kasyanov calls these elections a sham. Yes, he's had a rare chance to appear in a few televised debates, but he and other party members have also faced harassment at rallies and a relentless smear campaign on state television where they're accused of being Western stooges or worse.
Putin loves imitating everything. He imitates that we have a division of power.
They're letting us participate to show you, the West, that we're a free country, he says. Putin loves imitations of everything, of separation of powers, of independent courts, and of free press. And of course, he loves imitations of fair elections. Indeed, Vladimir Putin's ruling party is expected to retain power on the heels of his popularity and a range of repressive measures passed since 2011 aimed at staunching protests. There were arrests and sentencing of opposition figures. And there was the 2015 murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, a crime that remains unsolved. With the opposition demoralized and the Kremlin riding high from its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine, political analyst Nikolai Petrov says the government can simply afford a more nuanced election.
I think that this is a kind of a little bit more sophisticated approach to demonstrate that this kind of opposition will get very tiny popular support, to demonstrate how unpopular they are.
On a recent evening in downtown Moscow, Dmitry Gudkov spoke to a smattering of voters and railed against government corruption. He's a rare, as in the only, opposition Duma member who's fighting to retain his seat in parliament. Gudkov insists the opposition isn't weak, it's just deprived of resources to get its message across. Even if you take a champion swimmer like Michael Phelps and you fill up the pool with acid, he won't be able to swim, says Gudkov. But it doesn't mean he's a weak swimmer. Whatever the results come Sunday, Gudkov is taking the long view. Politics is a marathon, he says. Yet watching Russia's beleaguered opposition come in last place may be the real point of Russia's parliamentary elections. And barring the unforeseen, it's a Kremlin plan many expect to work beautifully. For The World, Charles Maines, Moscow.